This is Akashvani. In the program Insights, now we bring you a special report on President's visit to Algeria, Mauritania and Malawi. The report is prepared by Akashvani correspondent Mayusha AM.
President Draupadi Murmu had embarked on a three-nation visit to Algeria, Mauritania and Malawi from October 13th to 19th this year. This visit was historic, as it was the first ever visit by the President of India to the three African nations. The path-breaking visit came a year after the African Union was made a permanent member of G20 during India's presidency. During her week-long visit, President Draupadi Murmu had held bilateral meetings with the leadership of the three countries and also interacted with the Indian diaspora. On the first leg of the visit, President Draupadi Murmu visited Algeria from October 13 to 15. Algeria is the largest African and Arab country. Diplomatic relations between India and Algeria was established in July 1962, the year Algeria gained independence from French colonial rule. Since then, the relation between India and Algeria have been cordial. Interestingly, Indians are popularly known as Jaane Tu in Algeria, named after the famous Hindi movie Aa Gale Lag Ja of 1974, whose song Jaane Tu Jaane Na is extremely popular in Algeria. During the visit, President Draupadi Murmu was accorded a warm ceremonial welcome on her arrival at the Algiers International Airport on 13th October evening. She was welcomed by the President of People's Democratic Republic of Algeria, Abdel Majid Tebboune. Later in the day, President attended a community reception in which she appreciated the efforts of Indian community in Algeria and urged them to continue the good work, thus strengthening the Indo-Algerian relation.
अल्जीरिया ने विभिन्न क्षेत्रों में कार्यरत परिश्रमी भारतीय समुदाय एक तरह से भारत के सच्चे राजदूत है ऐसे तो हम लोगों के राजदूत है लेकिन आप भी एक एक राजदूत का ही काम कर रहे हैं आप में से प्रत्येक व्यक्ति अपने भीतर हमारी प्राचीन भूमि के मूल्यों और संस्कृति को समते हुए जो भी आप किसी अल्जीरियाई व्यक्ति से मिलते हैं तो आप उसका परिचय भारत की भावना से करते हैं आपका संस्कृति आपके चाल चलन चेहरा भावना भारतीयता में भरी हुई है
ध्रुवियन सोनी अ बिजनेसमैन फ्रॉम इंडियन कम्युनिटी इन अल्जीरिया स्पोक टू आकाशवाणी न्यूज
आई हैव बीन लिविंग इन दिस ब्यूटीफुल कंट्री फॉर मोर देन 10 इयर्स नाउ एंड इन ऑल माय प्रीवियस एक्सपीरियंस एंड माय यू नो लाइक एंडेवर इन दिस कंट्री This is the first ever biggest political visit from our Indian side and really we are excited for a future outcome because there are so much fields vacant and there is a lot of vacuum that India and the spirit of India can fulfill for the Algeria to create and develop a very strong bilateral relationships not only in the business but technology information technologies and you know like in engineering agriculture dairy Everything, you know, like we have been suffering and we have overcome, Algeria is right after the same requirement. So we hope wonderful outcome and we are excited.
On the next day, 14th October, President Draupadi Murmu visited the Makkah Mujahid, the Martyrs Memorial, built in memory of the fighters of the Algerian War of Independence and laid wreath there. President also visited the National Museum of Mujahid that preserves the memories of Algeria's struggle against French colonialism. Later on, President held bilateral meeting with her counterpart, Abdel Majid Tebboune, and other delegation-level talks at El Moradia Palace on various issues ranging from political, economic and international issues. President Draupadi Murmu, addressing the joint press brief in El Moradia Palace after the bilateral and delegation level talks, said that she is proud to become the first president of India to visit Algeria. She further said that India and Algeria share a very warm bond and had a common history of fight against colonialism. The president said that both the countries had discussed various issues and India remains strongly committed for expanding the cordial relation with Algeria along with increasing investment and business in the country.
ये मेरे लिए सम्मान की बात है कि भारत से अल्जीरिया की पहली राज्य की यात्रा मेरे द्वारा संपन्न हो रही है ये भारत अल्जीरिया संबंधों में एक ऐतिहासिक दिन है भारत ने कॉलोनियलिज्म के विरुद्ध अल्जीरिया के मुक्ति आंदोलन का शुरू से ही समर्थन किया हमारे नेताओं के अल्जीरिया के नेताओं के साथ घनिष्ठ व्यक्तिगत संबंध रहे हैं नेशनल लिबरेशन फ्रंट को अल्जीरिया के मुक्ति संघर्ष के प्रमुख सदस्यों में से एक था जब 1962 में अल्जीरिया स्वतंत्र हुआ तो भारत अल्जीरिया का साथ देने के लिए मौजूद था
Addressing the media, Algerian President Abdelmadjid Tebboune said that India and Algeria share a very cordial historical relation and Algeria is happy to receive the President of India to the country. He further added that various issues were discussed in the detailed meetings along with regional and international issues such as Middle East, West Bank, Lebanon, Ukraine, Israel, etc. Algerian President said that India and Algeria are committed in promoting peace in the regions. Further, the both nations also plan to conduct joint consultations again soon for strengthening the Indo-Algerian relation. Various members from the delegation participated in the Indo-Algerian talks, including MOS Sugandha Majumdar, Adul Garg Lok Sabha MP, Mugesh Kumar Dalal Lok Sabha MP and other senior officials. President Draupadi Murmu later in the evening addressed the Algerian Indian Economic Forum. Ministers from Algerian government, higher officials from India, business and corporate leaders from both Algeria and India participated in the Economic Forum. Addressing the Algerian Indian Economic Forum, President Draupadi Murmu said that in various discussions with Algerian leadership, it is evident that Algeria is committed for growth and enhancing investment opportunity. She said that India is presently a major investor in Africa and both Algeria and India have a great economic relationship, but the full potential is yet to be tapped, especially in the field of construction, automobiles, pharmaceuticals, etc. The president invited Algerian companies in the Make in India initiative. She further said that India and Algeria should continue to work together and thus expand the existing cordial relation between the nations.
We in India see ourselves as a strong development partner of Algeria. The overall trade between our two countries stands at $1.7 billion. I must say, however, that our economic ties have not been able to fully tap the potential. It is time to reinforce our ongoing cooperation in energy, construction, automobiles, fertilizers and pharmaceuticals, and also identify new trade and investment initiatives for a brighter future.
On 15th October, the last day of visit of Algeria, President Draupadi Murmu paid floral tribute at the portrait of former President APJ Abdul Kalam on his birth anniversary. President was conferred with honorary doctorate in political science by Sidi Abdullah Science and Technology Pole University in Algiers. Mr. Kamal Badhari, the Algerian Minister for Higher Education and Scientific Research, handed over the doctorate. President Draupadi Murmu, addressing the Sidi Abdullah University, said that this doctorate is an honor for my country, a country that had stood for peace and prosperous world from time immemorial. She said that education neutralizes the inequalities and promotes equal opportunity for all. She urged the Algerian government, higher education department and students to avail the benefits of India's iTech program and other scholarship programs. President further said that the youths in both the countries will be the strong bridge of people-to-people contact and thus strengthening the existing cordial relation between the nations.
Education is undoubtedly the most impactful mechanism for human development, social upliftment and economic development. It brings equality and neutralizes societal inequalities. I want to draw your attention to our flagship program called Indian Technical and Economic Cooperation, popularly known as ITEC program. I urge government of Algeria to utilize this unique opportunity being offered by the Indian government.
President later visited the site of seawater desalination project and Roman ruins. She also visited the mausoleum of Vilaya of Tipasa. President also visited the Hama garden and planted a sapling there. Secretary Ministry of External Affairs Arun Kumar Chatterjee, addressing the media on President's visit to Algeria, said that this has been a very historic visit and is sure to give impetus to the political, economic and cultural relations between the countries. Mr. Arun Kumar further said that India will support the matter of Algeria's membership in BRICS as and when the matter is brought in the summit. President was accorded a warm ceremonial farewell from Algeria. She was seen off by the Prime Minister of People's Democratic Republic of Algeria, Nadir Larbonni, and other higher officials. On the second leg of the three-nation visit, President Draupadi Murmu visited Mauritania on 16th October. This visit came at a crucial time when Mauritania is holding the presidency of African Union. The Islamic Republic of Mauritania is located in the northwest Africa. Mauritania achieved independence from France in November 1960. It is one of the least densely populated country in Africa. India and Mauritania shares a friendly and cordial relation. India opened its embassy in 2021 in Nouakchott. India had extended a line of credit of value of $21.8 million to Mauritania. There is large untapped potential of trade and investment in Mauritania. During the visit, President Draupadi Murmu held bilateral meetings with the President of the Islamic Republic of Mauritania, Mohammed Aoud Ghazouani. President also participated in delegation-level talks. Four MOUs were signed between the countries, strengthening the Indo-Mauritanian relation. An agreement for consultation between the Ministry of External Affairs, India and Ministry of Foreign Affairs, Mauritania was signed for promoting bilateral relations in various fields of common interest for strengthening international peace and security. The second MOU was between the training institutes of foreign relations of both the countries for facilitating cooperation, and a third MOU signed was on exception of visa requirements for diplomatic and official passport holders. The fourth MOU was on the cultural exchange programs between the two countries from 2024 to 2028. President Draupadi Murmu also attended a community event where she interacted with the Indian diaspora in Mauritania. Mr. Manish, an Indian businessman in Mauritania, spoke to Akashvani News.
I'm here in Mauritania for more than 5 years now. It is a great happiness that our President, Mr. Draupadi Murmu, has presented here, and it will create a big leap to the bilateral development of Mauritania and India. We are looking forward more government interaction so that the Indian community here have more prosper, and it's thankful for the Indian government for doing this activity.
Later in the evening, 16th October, President departed for Malawi for the final leg of the three-nation visit. On arrival in Malawi, President was accorded a very ceremonial and traditional welcome. Malawi, a landlocked country, is one of the poorest countries in the world, with over half of the population living in poverty. Nearly 80% of the people rely on agriculture, and over 50% of its population live in extreme poverty. India and Malawi bilateral relations are historic and dates back to 18th century, coinciding the arrival of Indian tradesmen mainly from the Indian state of Gujarat to the African subcontinent. It is estimated that over $50 million has been invested in Malawi. India provides approximately 20 scholarships to Malawian students to pursue higher studies in India every year. President addressed the India-Malawi business meeting in Lilongwe. President Draupadi Murmu, addressing the India-Malawi business meeting, said that India and Malawi shares a very cordial and strong economic relation, with India being a major trading partner and investor in Malawi. She further urged the business community in both the countries to continue to work in synergy and to better the economic relation between India and Malawi. Later on, the President participated in a community event and interacted with the Indian community. Mr. Krishnamurthy from India, working in Malawi, spoke to Akashvani News.
So I am very happy to see the President of India to be in Malawi. So this visit may help Malawi as well as India. It will be very helpful to us in future.
President Draupadi Murmu, on the second day of her visit to Malawi on October 18th, held bilateral meetings with her counterpart, Lazarus Chagwere. Four MOUs were signed between India and Malawi after delegation-level talks. India and Malawi had signed the MOUs on the field of cooperation on sports, youth matters, pharmaceuticals and art and culture. As a goodwill gesture, India also agreed to give 1,000 metric tons of rice and Babatron cancer treating machine to Malawi. President Draupadi Murmu had also announced to open a permanent artificial limb replacement center in Malawi. Secretary Ministry of External Affairs Arun Kumar Chatterjee, briefing the media on the President's visit to Malawi, said that this visit had added a new chapter to the historic Indo-Malawian relation.
The meetings were extremely warm and friendly. During the meeting, both leaders discussed a wide range of issues on the bilateral cooperation between India and Malawi. Both sides reaffirmed their mutual trust and strong commitment towards enhancing the bilateral partnership for progress and prosperity of the people of both the countries. Both leaders agreed to enhance cooperation in the areas of capacity building, economic engagement, development partnership, and people-to-people exchanges.
President Draupadi Murmu, on the last day of her visit to Malawi on 19th October, visited the Sri Radha Krishna Temple and the famous Malawi Lake. Later in the day, President left for New Delhi after the completion of a week-long three-nation visit to Algeria, Mauritania and Malawi. President Draupadi Murmu was accorded a warm ceremonial and traditional farewell. This visit had reaffirmed India's strong commitment to further strengthen India's existing cordial relations with the countries in Africa.
You are listening to a special report on President's visit to Algeria, Mauritania and Malawi. The report was prepared by Akashvani correspondent Mayusha AM. This program was produced and presented by the News Services Division of Akashvani. You can listen to it on our mobile app, News on AIR.